There was a Bible study group I attended once where the brother leading the session asked, "How would you introduce God to someone who has never known him?" We went around the room answering, "God is all-powerful. God is love. God is a righteous judge." Every answer was correct, the kind of answer that would earn full marks on a theology exam. But I sat there with a quiet unease in my mind. If God can truly be described completely by these words, is he still God? We have an instinctive trust in language. We assume that if we can say something, we understand it. If we can define it, we possess it. But when the object of our description shifts from finite things to an infinite God, that trust becomes arrogance. We think we have grasped God through language, when in fact we have simply pressed him into the dimensions our language was built to hold. The early church had a path for this. It was called apophatic theology, or the via negativa. Rather than saying what God is, it says what God is not. Saying God is not finite is more honest than saying God is infinite, because it acknowledges that our own understanding is by nature limited. When I was younger, I had a deep need for certainty. I needed to know who God was and what he required of me. But as I continued walking, I began to realize that those certain answers were only fingers pointing, not the moon itself. And strangely, when I released my grip on knowing what God is, my faith actually deepened. So this is where I have arrived. The recognition that God transcends definition is not the end of faith. It is the true beginning.